The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us for On the Block, our weekly Thursday exploration of our neighbors, and we get to know who's on the block and what makes our community tick. And one thing that we appreciate more than anything else is art. And I know that's an umbrella, but we love music, we love poetry, we love painting, we love sculpture, we love art in general. And one of my favorite schools of art is the Hudson Valley School of Art, with Thomas Cole as a teacher and many students of his, including one of my favorites, Frederick Church. But it all started somewhere, and that was with Thomas Cole, and he decided that the Hudson Valley was a great subject. And joining us is our friend Beth, and she is from the Thomas Cole House and Thomas Cole National Historic Site. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure. And welcome to KZE. And where do you live?
I live in Kingston, New York.
Okay, so you are on the block with us. And that's close by. It's a neighboring town to Red Hook. And how long have you been in the area?
Gosh, probably close to 10 years now.
Cool.
Yeah, came out here for school and
where were you from originally?
I'm originally from Western New York.
Okay.
So out near Buffalo.
Upstate New York.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, when people say, oh, you live in the Hudson Valley. Wow, you're from upstate New York. I say, not really.
Yeah.
And they look at me funny, but I say, no, there's a real upstate New York, Watertown, Buffalo. That's upstate New York. And so you're loving the area?
Love the area. Love these mountains around us and love the people.
Nice. It's a cool community, and we're glad you're part of it. Now, at the Thomas Cole House, what's your gig?
My gig is I am our education coordinator. So cool. I run our education programs with a wonderful team of people. And those kind of range from everything like hands-on workshops. We bring in art historians and speakers, and I work a lot with our schools, public schools in the region, which is one of the best parts.
Do they come by for like day trips?
Yeah, they come for field trips.
Cool. And what goes on at a field trip with the kids?
Well,
do you give them a tour?
Yes, I give them a tour. And what's cool is they not only get to see original art by Thomas Cole and a, you know, place from the 19th century, but they get to make art while they're at the Thomas Cole site.
Explain that one.
So we want kids to feel inspired by their area. And part of that is thinking how Thomas Cole saw the region and took a lot of inspiration from it as this place of natural beauty and wonder. And we want kids to feel connected to their own land and landscape too.
I love that. So do you give them a paintbrush and paints?
Totally. Paintbrush and paints and watercolor paper.
Really?
Yep.
That's fantastic. So you're, you know, educating as well as being able to be stimulated by the visual beauty of the paintings. How cool is that? So these are all the original Thomas Cole paintings? That are hanging at the Thomas Cole House.
Yes, we have several original pieces, and they're works that are maybe not, they're unique in that you might not see them at the Met, but you'll see these pieces of really his heart from Catskill and a lot of sketches and studies that are true to his artistic process. So that's one of the great parts, is seeing these original paintings that are sometimes unfinished or sometimes lend an idea about how he created his art.
That's super cool. Now, were you a fan of Thomas Cole, or did you just have an opportunity to work and took it?
Good question. You know, I think I was in some ways. Speaking of being from Buffalo, I grew up learning about Thomas Cole in art history courses as both, you know, painting Catskill and Catterskill Falls is one of his more famous works. And I was like, okay, I know that. But then I also would see his paintings of Niagara, which is closer to where I grew up. So certainly as a fan of like nature, I think I was drawn to him in that way.
His choice of colors that he used to express the landscape is often mesmerizing to me. And sometimes they're soft. Sometimes it's super bold. What do you think went through his head when creating these? And why do you think he used softer scenes and more bold scenes?
I think Thomas Cole thought a lot about the emotive qualities of art and used color and light to communicate that emotion. So some people may say that Hudson River School paintings are kind of dark and dramatic, but Cole was sort of operating on this scale of, I'm going to throw a few art history terms out there, this scale of the picturesque and the sublime, and he would do that through color and light to communicate kind of a dramatic effect.
Yeah.
And I think when we all go outside, if you've ever been caught in a thunderstorm or gone on a crazy hike, you feel that emotive power of nature.
Yeah. And sometimes you feel the darkness right before the dawn. And Thomas and some of the Hudson Valley School painters painted at sunset and sunrise, which is a dramatic landscape, and that comes through in their vision, and they would get up and paint early in the morning, and I always found that to be fascinating to me. So tell me about some of the programs that are available at the Thomas Cole Historical and National Site.
We do a whole range. One thing we've introduced in the last year or so are these hands-on workshops, which I help to run. And those are on the second Saturday of every month. And they take place in the same building that Thomas Cole's painting studio is in. So, so again, you're like making art next to this place that he made these landscapes 200 years ago. And we always kind of, I like to keep historic craft in mind, but try and modernize it a little bit. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good opportunity if you're looking for something to do in the area and grab a friend. We've got a few coming up.
How do you sign up for them too? You go to the website? Is that the best?
Go to our website, thomascole.org/events.
Okay. And what's coming up?
We've got next weekend, we've got a color wheel workshop. Thomas Cole painted a cool color wheel. We've got, you can make pressed flowers. I'll be doing a plant dye workshop in August. Making a trinket box, like all things kind of connected to our collection, but with a little modern twist.
Sounds amazing. And to sign up for the classes, do you have to pay in advance? Is there a charge? Tell me.
You can both sign up in advance and walk in. Usually, you know, we recommend registering in advance. Typically, they are $30 for adults, and then we've got kind of a scale of prices after that.
Cool.
We always have, we're part of Museums for All, which provides access to SNAP and EBT card holders for free. And we have free admission for children. So there's a whole bunch of ways to visit, and I recommend people just check out our website.
Now, before we take a break, tell folks exactly where the Thomas Cole Historic Site is.
We are at 218 Spring Street in Catskill, New York, and it's like right near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
So it's centrally located to everywhere. So you can go check out a piece of history and be in awe at some of the amazing paintings. And after doing a little research about the Thomas Cole House, there's also a Frederick Church painting there as well.
Yes. Yes. We've got a painting on loan to us, and our friends across the river, Olana, where Frederick Church lived and worked, they've got a big year right now, celebrating Frederick Church's, I believe, 200th birthday. And it's always a pleasure. We love to connect with them, and we're lucky to have a church piece.
Super cool. I have a big church poster of an art opening in my living room, just like a beautiful sun darky kind of cool shot.
Oh, nice, nice.
Super cool. We're talking with Beth from the Thomas Cole Historic Site, which is in Catskill, and we'll be back in a moment. This is On the Block. More with Beth after these important messages from our sponsors. So please pay attention and support them as well. It's KZE. Silver Dagger, Dolly Parton, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us is our friend Beth from the Thomas Cole National Historic Site, the Thomas Cole House. It's in Catskill, New York, and it is a wonder for your imagination and for your sight. There's a lot of beauty at the Thomas Cole House. What else goes on there, Beth?
Well, we've got a lot of programs, and apart from making or seeing art, you can come and make art. And we've got this cool drop-in art-making space that is open every day to visit. And
so I can leave with maybe a beautiful watercolor that I could say I painted in Thomas Cole's house or studio?
You can leave with that. You can also hang it at the site. Whoa. And display it.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I could sign it and date it and everything.
Exactly.
Before you know it, you'll be making lithographs and giclées of it. It'll be great. Does Thomas Cole have lithographs or giclées that you can buy and hang in your home?
Well, in his time, he was kind of living during a big period of mass production. And it was after his death that a lot of prints started being made of his work, which, not sure if he would have liked that or not. Mm. Probably not. Though he came from kind of a print background. Huh. So, of course, today we have some prints of his work you can buy for sale at the shop. Cool. Yeah.
That's always good, because you can own a piece of Thomas Cole and take it home, even though it's not original. You can enjoy the splendor of the work. Now, Beth, what do you like to do for fun?
Ooh, gosh, I like to write. I like to sew here and there. I like to sometimes, I mentioned earlier, I'm doing a plant dye workshop this summer.
So is that using plants for dye, or you're dyeing the plants, like turning a red rose black?
Using the plants for dye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I learned somehow that if you take a plant and put it in dye, it sucks up and colors the leaves somehow.
Yeah. I've seen that too in like florist shops.
Yeah. Which is super cool. So I was curious if that's what you were doing, dyeing the plants or using the plants as dye, which is super cool. And that's what folks have been doing for years and years and years and years. So do you teach what the plants and what the dyes are made out of and then to make them?
I've got a basic knowledge of plants. Certainly there's so many great herbalists in our area. I try and source locally. Mm. So, in workshops we've done at the site, we used a plant called coreopsis, which is like a yellow, sometimes it's called Dyer's coreopsis, and black walnut which has a really deep brown color. Yeah. And
hard to get off your fingers.
Yeah, totally. And it stains. Yeah. So you can imagine that's a great dye.
Yeah. The nut in a black walnut is amazing and sweet, but the work to get it out is you have to be a squirrel.
Exactly.
Wow, that's super cool. And now when it comes to writing, which you enjoy doing, is it prose, poetry, or just short stories?
Ooh, I like poetry.
Or little text.
I think I'm a poetry person. Yeah. Yep.
So do you write about things that are happening internally or the world around you?
I think maybe a little bit of both. I like observing things around me and even doing like object meditations, if you can call them that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what is one of your objectives to accomplish in 2026?
Wow. I think on just the topic, probably creating more and using my hands more and maybe getting back into like clay and ceramics.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Beth, it sounds like you have a lot in store for you. And we are super excited that you came and visited us. And it was great to get to know you and the Thomas Cole National Historic Site. Give folks the website address. That makes it very easy to find the physical address and phone numbers and classes, events.
Yeah, you can find us at thomascole.org. If you want to look for our programs that are coming up, it's thomascole.org/events. And just to put it out there too, you can always come and get admission to visit our site, but we're also open every day for free as a public park.
Oh, cool.
So please come and walk your dogs and put a blanket on the grass. We love that.
Bring a picnic. The Thomas Cole National Historic Site showcases the life and work of Thomas Cole, born in 1801 and passed in 1848. Short life, bunch of work, big influence. And his American landscape paintings define an enduring visual identity for the nation. Inspired by the natural beauty that surrounds the site, Cole founded the influential Hudson River School art movement. And don't miss it. It's a 6-acre campus in Catskill. And it includes Thomas Cole's home and 2 studio buildings. So you get to visit where his art was created and where his art, which inspired so many paintings, was created. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It's pleasure to talk.
Yeah, it's been a big pleasure. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with more musical diversity right after this.